This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Dr. Ed Barnes is with Cotton Incorporated. He's been studying contamination in cotton.
We've noticed a lot of these modules are getting clipped on the end, and it can happen in a couple different ways. One is even when the driver on the harvester is lowering the cradle, if they turn too quickly after dropping that module, the end of the cradle on the harvester can actually take a little cut into the edge of the module cover. And the same thing can happen if someone's using a forklift or to move these modules around. You know, these modules are 8 feet long, and so that's actually pretty long. So you got these long forks, and people sometimes want to start turning before they're fully away from the module. And again, that can create a little clip on the edge of the module cover, which at first doesn't seem like a big deal. But then what happens, that allows that module cover to start sliding backwards, and it kind of looks like cotton's starting to bloom out the end. So I think anybody that's driven through a module yard has seen a couple of those where it just looks like cotton's kind of starting to creep out one end of the module cover.
Once again, that's Dr. Ed Barnes. He's Director of Agricultural Research at Cotton Incorporated on protecting the modules. Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.